In France, there's been a growth in staging mass banquets. Huge festivities where participants feast on local food and wine and sing along to well-known songs. But with less than a year from the French presidential elections, the banquets are now under attack from the radical left for, as they see it, promoting the nationalistic ideas of the radical right. The BBC's Hugh Schofield went to the town of Colmar in Alsace near the German border to understand why these big social events are attracting political attention.
So we've just arrived outside the Parc des Expositions here in Colmar, where the Alsacian, the Alsatian banquet is about to take place, and I am staggered by the number of people who are here. The line goes right way round this huge building. We've been told there are more than 3,000 people waiting to take part in this event. It really is enormous. I'm surprised. Let's go inside.
It's like a gathering of people living the good life, working to eat together, drink a bit, have fun, think together, and that's going to be it, you know, and then we head back home.
Oh, a lot of music, a lot of dance, and a lot of smile.
L'ambiance, les copains, l'alcool et la nourriture.
Atmosphere, friends, alcohol, food.
And the vibes.
And the vibes.
Yes.
In the space of a few years, these banquets, run by a company called Le Canon Français, have become a spectacular success. The idea, as I heard from founder Pierre-Alexandre Debois, is to tap into the French tradition for the good things: food, wine, company, chat.
What we love the most with my associates is when we see, the lawyer sitting next to the baker, who is sitting next to the butcher,